Ozzy Osbourne could summon a true sense of terror in his keening cries in a way that heightened the band's muscular dirges. That from Rolling Stone magazine after Osbourne's death yesterday at the age of 76. Billy Corgan, the lead singer of the Smashing Pumpkins, told the BBC Osbourne was an incredible musical pioneer and a singular voice.
I think you almost need to look at Ozzy like you almost look at somebody like Sinatra, a standalone voice whose singing spanned decades, created genres, can't be repeated. Both men had a voice that seemed to sort of speak of something greater, even maybe than the person themselves understood.
We take a look back at Ozzy's legacy with KYW's Vikram Gopathy.
Ozzy Osbourne helped create the frightening foundation of heavy metal while fronting Black Sabbath. Retired WMGK DJ Andre Gardner says they created a timeless sound.
I remember hearing Paranoid. Every time you heard it, it invigorated you. It scared you a little bit. You could play it 54 years later, and it would still get you juiced. It didn't have a dated sound.
After Ozzy went solo in the 80s, photographer Mark Weiss became good friends with the Prince of Darkness.
Everyone respects Ozzy. They love Ozzy. He's a genuine person, and he made me feel wanted from the very first shoot that we did.
Weiss has shot Ozzy more than he has anyone else, and he's putting together an issue of his magazine, Rocked, featuring some of the oldest and most recent of those photos. And Weiss says going through four decades of photos of his friend helps with his memory issues.
A lot of times the photographs will bring back the memories. The more I look at the pictures, the more it's helping me make it real.
Ozzy Osbourne was 76 years old. Vikram Gopathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.